As the moon hung low in the velvet sky, Ethan strolled along a quiet tree-lined path. The air was crisp, the world wrapped in a soft blanket of silence, broken only by the gentle rustling of leaves. His heart felt heavy tonight, burdened by the chaos of the day. Seeking solace, he wandered toward a secluded meadow he had discovered years ago, a place where time slowed and his thoughts seemed to untangle with ease. At the edge of the meadow stood a magnificent willow tree. Its long silken branches swayed gracefully in the cool night breeze, as if beckoning him closer. Ethan felt drawn to it, as though the tree itself understood his weariness. He stepped closer, sat beneath its drooping canopy, and leaned against the sturdy trunk. Closing his eyes, he inhaled deeply. The scent of fresh grass mingled with the faint sweetness of wildflowers, easing his senses. He began to notice the sound of the leaves. It wasn't just the wind, there was something more. Soft whispers that seemed to carry a comforting melody. He couldn't make out the words, but the tone was clear. Calm, reassuring, like a gentle voice saying, "It's okay to let go." As he listened, a memory surfaced, a childhood moment with his grandmother. They would sit together in the garden, her soft voice telling stories about magical trees that guarded the secrets of peace and rest. He could almost hear her laughter now, mixing with the whispers of the willow. Ethan opened his eyes and looked up through the canopy. Moonlight filtered through the leaves, casting soft patterns on the ground. A small smile crept onto his face. His shoulders, once tense, now felt loose and light. For the first time in weeks, his thoughts quieted. The worries of the day dissolved into the stillness of the night. He felt his body grow heavier, but not in a burdensome way. It was as if the willow was cradling his spirit, gently pulling him toward a place of rest. His eyes grew heavier with each passing breath, and the whispers seemed to harmonize with the rhythm of his heart in the quiet stillness. Just before sleep claimed him, Ethan thought he heard a soft voice. It wasn't his imagination, it was the tree, or perhaps the world around him. It whispered, "Rest now, weary soul, you've done enough." And with that, Ethan drifted into a deep, dreamless sleep, embraced by the peaceful whispers of the willow. The tree stood watch over him, its branches swaying gently, as if to say, "Sleep well, for tomorrow will greet you with peace."